Well, good morning, and firstly, thank you for inviting myself, on behalf of CAP, to come and speak to you today about the work of Christians Against Poverty. My name is Colin Richards. I am the equivalent of Fiona, based in the CAP Kirkintilloch Debt Centre, and we cover Kirkintilloch, the Campsie villages, Milton and Campsie. We go up through Cumbernauld until we bump in to Fiona, and we go across until we bump into Fiona, and then to the west, to the east, we have centres in Glasgow with a guy called Billy and Nicky, and so most of Glasgow and most of now the central belt of Scotland is thankfully now covered by Christians Against Poverty Debt Centres. Firstly, I want to bring you some thank yous. I want to thank you in advance on behalf of the people who you are going to save from living in the misery of debt. I want to thank you on behalf of husbands and wives and partners whose relationships are not now going to be destroyed by debt. I want to thank you on behalf of children who will know love and care for them because their parents or their carers have found an alternative through CAP to resolving their debt rather than looking to the bottle or the needle as the way of numbing the pain. I want to thank you on behalf of families who will not have to face the devastating news of a loved one having taken their own life because they felt that was the only way to deal with their debt. That is the reality of the people that we work with. So thank you. Thank you so much for being part of and coming together as churches to create the Forth Valley Debt Centre. And thank you to Fiona, because she's going to take some of my cases, where we've had calls from people who were outside of our area, but from third-party agencies who said, I have a desperate, desperate case. Please, please, can CAP help? Are we going to say no, because the postcode's not right? Of course not. So Fiona, thank you for taking some of my cases off me as well. So let's have a look then at this journey of debt. How do people get into it and what's it about? This new centre is going to be bringing God's light into darkness. It's a darkness that consumes people, and it's people in this area, in Stirling, in Cornton, in Falkirk, in Tillicoultry, in the whole of the Forth Valley, in Cumbernauld, in Glasgow, in Edinburgh, throughout the UK, in fact throughout the world where CAP operates. Their lives are just nothing but focused on the debt and how to resolve it. And your church is going to start to set about piercing that darkness in which they live. And you're going to bring hope, and you're going to bring light. And ultimately, as we get to know people, as we get a fantastic opportunity to introduce them to the gospel and the saving grace of Christ, we can also bring them to a new eternal life. And you, as this congregation here, are all going to be playing your part. You're going to bring light into people's lives through volunteering, if that is your gift. It could be through praying, if you're a prayer warrior. And we face some really challenging situations. Not all, but we go into some very challenging home situations. Praying for their clients, praying for our clients, and also praying for CAP as an organisation centrally. Your gift may be that you are financially in a position to support CAP, to support Fiona, the centre here, to support Bradford centrally to operate its services. CAP itself was founded by a guy called John Kirkby. And we have books outside, which please do feel free to take, and it tells his story. He was in the finance industry, led a bit of a wild life. He was in the finance industry, doing very, very well. And he overstretched himself. He had the car and the home and the lifestyle and the family and 2.2 children and a dog and all that sort of thing. But as time went on, as things changed in the industry, it all came crashing down fairly quickly, as it often does with clients. And suddenly he found from there he lost his relationship with his wife as the debt grew. He lost his home, he lost his job, which was the consequence of the debt. He lost the car, he lost everything. And he ended up with himself staying in a bedsit, just some scatter flat, as we say in Scotland, with his two children sleeping on a blow-up mattress. And people banging at the door for debt. And he couldn't see a way out of it. And a friend who was an accountant, who was a Christian, came alongside him and said, John, we can get you out of this. There is laws in this country to help you. Give me all your paperwork. Let me take it away. Let me go through it. Let me look at what your income is. Let me work out a budget, which is exactly what we do in CAP now. And we can talk to your creditors. We'll put a plan in place. And we can get you out of debt. And as a result, it means that instead of focusing on the debt, John was able to focus on getting his life back together, getting a job, and re-establishing himself. And that's what he did. He was able to rebuild his life. He got a job back in the finance industry, and things came back together. And in the meantime, he went to church with this guy, and he became a Christian. And having got everything back that we take as being the material things of life, the comforts of life, he felt God's call on his life, and he said, right, John, you've got it all back now, but I want you to now give it up all again, and I want you to found an organisation that is going to get people out of debt. And John said, okay, God, if that's what you're calling me to do. So his new wife, they had a conversation, and he gave up his job, and he founded CAP with £10 in his pocket. And here we are, 23 years later. John, on behalf of CAP, has been recognised for his work. He has an honorary doctorate. He's a CBE, a patron for the charity. He's the Archbishop of Canterbury. And we have connections with every major financial institution in the UK. We have connections with every utility company, every council. Anybody who might be owed money by anybody, CAP knows and talks to. And that's happened in the last 23 years. So you are the next step on that journey to grow CAP, to bring the message of CAP into the wider world. What I want to do is take a moment to look at an example of one of our clients. This is not our client in Kirky, but it could well be, a lady called Steph. For Steph, the darkness began to creep in when she was just a little girl. Instead of protecting and keeping her safe, her mum and dad, they used to beat her. That was the norm. The lightness of childhood just faded away quickly. When she was 14, her dad told her she had to get out the house. And her mum didn't stop her. She was barely a teenager, and already at 14, she was homeless. Steph felt unwanted, unloved, and totally alone in the world. So she grew up thinking everything in life went wrong, and hope and light faded very quickly from her life. Steph had never been taught about money, how to handle it, and she quickly found herself in debt. She didn't know what to do, she didn't know where to turn, and the bills mounted up, and the payments got behind. Then she suffered a car accident. She ended up with post-traumatic stress disorder, and she had a breakdown. And the darkness just got even blacker for her. As a result, she lost her job. Next, she had the eviction notices start dropping through the door, and Steph didn't know where she was going to live. She thought that the only way out of it, of this black hole that she found herself, was that she would never see anything beyond this. Her relationship with her partner broke down because of the stress, and she found herself in a position where she couldn't feed herself or her four-year-old daughter. And the darkness that was so great that she thought the only way out of it was to end it all. Her life became pitch black. Now, in our Kirky Centre, we've been going 7 years. We've had one suicide so far. And that was heartbreaking for us as a centre. And the tragedy was, This lady had just gone debt-free. But everything else around her life, although we supported her as best we could. So we catch people, but not everybody. That's the reality of what we work with. If we go out these doors, we won't have to go very far down the street before we find houses and homes that are shrouded in this darkness that we talk about. They may look perfectly normal from the outside, but behind the curtains, behind the bolted doors, you will find people who are lost and who are broken and feel abandoned. Households like Steph's, they're in this town right here, right now. People are living in darkness, they're living in debt, and as a result, they're living in poverty. Debt causes darkness, causes poverty, causes misery. Debt means that 67%, these are stats from research that CAP has had done by various universities or institutions, 67% of our clients will go hungry, sometimes because there is nothing, or sometimes they'll do it to feed their children instead of themselves. That's 2 in 3 clients are going hungry. 11% of our clients don't have a proper bed to sleep on, that's 1 in 10. 40% of our clients have mental health issues. People are broken-hearted, and I would say from our experience in Kirkintilloch, I would put that figure nearer 70% of our clients have some sort of mental health issue. 38% of clients have either contemplated or have completed suicide. People are just oppressed. That's 1 in 3, over 1 in 3 of our clients have had those seriously dark thoughts. People are trapped in this prison and they're living in this darkness and they have no hope and they have no light to light their way out. These are people who God dearly loves. They are beautiful people made in his own image, as we are told. They are moms and dads, and they are people who love their kids and they want the best for them. They are brothers and sisters. They are children with no hope, knowing something is deeply wrong within the family, and they are seeing it ripped apart by the consequences of it. People for whom there is nothing but darkness. God knows the darkness and the misery that this poverty causes, that it robs people of their dignity as they struggle to feed their children, that it robs people of their closest relationships as there are arguments within the family over money and it leads to family breakdown. That people are robbed of the hope that they will never see an end to the constant piling up of bills. And despite missing meals and scraping a payment together, the debt just keeps going on. The interest just keeps getting added. The charges just keep getting applied. But God is light, and there is no darkness in him, as we're told in 1 John. And God, who in the beginning said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has called his people all throughout Scripture to help the poor, to bring this light into the darkness of poverty. In Isaiah, God outlines very clearly what he really wants his people to do in the face of poverty. This is how he wants us to honour him, and this is how he wants us to worship him. Is this not the kind of fasting that I have chosen? To loosen the chains of injustice, to unite the cords of the yoke, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of God will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and the malicious talk, and if you spend yourself on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. When we help the poor and we spend ourselves on behalf of the poor and we satisfy the needs of the oppressed, when we speak out for those that have no voice, we are replacing the darkness with light. We are replacing the night with the noonday. In John 9:5, Jesus said, "Well, I am here in the world. I am the light of the world." Then he passes on the baton to us, to you and to me, and he says, "You are the light of the world." We could think of it, if you like, as an Olympic torch or a Commonwealth torch, whatever it might be, the Commonwealth baton. A bit like the Olympic torch that carries fire, Jesus has passed his torch of light onto you, onto me, onto all Christians. It's now in our hands, and we will be taking this out into the lives of the people we meet and bringing that hope which goes with it. Take a moment to visualize Jesus saying to you, "You are the light of the world." That is a huge privilege, but also a huge responsibility. We are carrying Jesus' light into the darkest corners of this world, be that in Stirling, be that in Falkirk, in Kirkintilloch, in Alloa, in the areas around here. We are shining his light and hope where there is despair. Where there is hurt and pain, we are bringing healing and we are bringing love. Where there is poverty and hunger, we are bringing help and compassion. Jesus' mission was to proclaim the good news to the poor, and it is also our mission. It's crystal clear. He is sending us out to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release for the captive from debt or from whatever that may be, to release the darkness for the prisoner. Jesus' mission is our mission. He calls us to bring light into this darkness. The God of light calls us, his church, to be light of the world. This is our job, to pierce the darkness of despair and poverty and bring light and to bring hope and the good news. And that is exactly what CAP and certainly this new CAP Debt Centre will be doing. So your debt centre will work alongside about 300 others in the UK. We're growing rapidly. And CAP is also in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, and is just starting in the USA. We have over 700 frontline workers with over 5,000 volunteers to be out there piercing the darkness of debt and poverty in the UK. When people in this town, like Steph, ring the 0800 number, and they realise that there is somebody who can help them because your church, with others, has opened a debt centre, the darkness is starting to be pierced and hope is starting to come in. When Fiona walks into a person's home and doesn't judge them, but offers a warm greeting, offers a genuine care and concern, the darkness is pierced with hope. When Stephen and Maureen take away all the paperwork at the end of the visit and they say, "Don't worry, CAP's got this and we will find a situation out of this," because there is always, always a situation and there is always a way out of it. We can always get people out of debt. Always. The laws in this country have made it possible. You can always get out of debt. Did I emphasise that enough? Take that message out. There is always a way out of debt. Because CAP is always there now, we're always here, we're always in this area. Light is shining in the darkness. When CAP's award-winning debt counsellors, caseworkers based in head office, who are authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority, we take away the chaos of the demand letters and we create budgets that mean that parents can feed their children. It means that they can heat their homes. It means they can pay their rent. And it means they have a budget that if it gets to court, will stand up in court. And we have been with clients in court and it means they stay in their homes and they work their way out of debt and not got evicted and not become homeless. Because of our scale of managing about £56 million worth of debt through CAP nationally, and because of our reputation in the industry of helping the most vulnerable people, when CAP negotiates with hundreds of banks, with credit card companies, with utility companies, yes, we even talk to the payday loan companies because someone's got to. Nobody works for one, do they? Okay. We talk to the debt collectors who at the end of the day are doing their job, as are the sheriff officers, because there are some people that won't pay. We help people that can't pay. We're building great relationships with all of these organisations. And we put in place affordable repayments and we get interest charges stopped. We get regular charges, daily charges stopped, or at least reduced. And we can start piercing the darkness with lights that stream in. We are speaking up for those who cannot speak for themselves. We're defending the rights of the poor and the needy, as is spoken about in Proverbs. When CAP ends the cycle of endless phone calls, of demand letters dropping through the door, of relentless bills coming through the letterbox, of the knock on the door of the sheriff officer, when CAP, through their expert negotiating skills, fills in court forms to stop a house being repossessed, when Fiona and Stephen and Maureen do an emergency food shop, because we go to a cupboard and you open it and there is nothing in there. We went to one client, all they got was a jar of jalapeno cherries. Can't exactly make a two-course meal out of that. When a family is invited to a CAP discovery break, a short holiday, which CAP give to clients and it gives them a chance to get away from the day-to-day life and be loved and cared for out in the country. We go to Gartmore House in Perthshire. And we get an opportunity for them to relax and think about the bigger issues of life and just be loved and cared for. When CAP fills in all the paperwork that is necessary to go through bankruptcy forms, and we can end for a client the misery of a life sentence of debt. We had two clients in Kirkintilloch go debt-free this week. It is the greatest joy to ring them and tell them. It really is. When CAP puts together for a client a minimum assets process, which is like in Scotland, a poor man's bankruptcy, because we're registered as a competent authority and the FCA lets us do it, and the accounting bankruptcy in Scotland lets us represent them. And finally, that day when you make that call and you say you're debt-free. In the UK, that was about 2,500 people got this call. Because some of those people are on journeys of maybe 3, 5, 7, 12 years working with CAP to get debt-free. This is a service that your church is now offering. You are breaking the chains. You are bringing light into the darkness of debt and poverty through your relationship. And CAP really does work. I'm a great one for stats, so let's have a look at some. Every year, CAP is helping about 20,000 people work their way out of debt. And as we said, we're doing that through about 300 churches in the UK, 300 centres. Yeah. Each month, CAP repays or gets written off about £3 million in debt. We are a small bank, basically. We are operating on the scale of a small bank with our finances. 93% of our clients, once they've been on this journey, stay debt-free, and about 82% continue to use the budgeting skills that we teach them. And finally, Martin Lewis, who is a well-known face, particularly on television, as being an expert in finance and money management, and is also a big campaigner for people with mental health issues and how they handled by the finance industry. He says, CAP are surpassed when it comes to debt help. We're good at this. We've been doing it for quite a long time. So all of this is wonderful. All of this is brilliant. This is what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to bring light into people's lives with care and compassion. This is God's kingdom coming. This is his will being done on earth as it is in heaven. But the desire of our Father, the Father of light, the desire of Christ, who was the light of the world, goes far beyond that. The call on the church of Jesus is not simply to turn up the dimmer switch. It is to flood people's lives with light, not just shine a little torch in. It's about bringing salvation into people's lives. I have come into the world as light, he says, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness. We, God's church, are sent to call people out of darkness and into his wonderful light. And CAP is a wonderful way of doing that, because we walk into people's homes. In 1 Peter, it says, for you are a chosen people, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. He called us, he called everyone out of darkness. He is calling everyone into his wonderful light, and we are his mouthpiece for that. He wants us to show other people his goodness. So whilst there's great beauty and power and rejoicing in every act of love and kindness, there is one thing that truly means that light overcomes the darkness, the one act that can banish the darkness for eternity, and that is proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ and salvation through him. Now, there's a lot of pressure in today's society to not let our light shine brightly, but as CAP, having let those little shafts of light come into people's lives first, little pierced holes in the darkness, we are now in a position to be able to smash great big holes in that darkness and into people's lives. As we do that, thousands of people are able to say, like Job did, God rescued me from the grave, and now my life is filled with light. In last year, we haven't got the figures yet for this year so far, but last year, 2018, alone, CAP saw over 885 people come to know Christ. People who have now been called not just out of the darkness of death, but out of the darkness of their lives and into eternal light. So, let's take a moment to watch a short video, which is Steph talking her own words about her experience of working with CAP.
I've been in debt since I was really, really young. My dad kicked me out when I was 14. I didn't know how you should budget. I didn't know anything about money. I was getting a lot of debt letters through the door, and I just, you know, buried my head in the sand. And then I was involved in a car accident. So having to deal with my debt and having to deal with this accident that I had just broke me, totally broke me. I ended up with post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety and obsessional thoughts. Mine and James's relationship just totally broke down. Because of that, we split up. It ruined my life. I lost absolutely everything. I thought I was losing the house. They were threatening to take me to court. It got to the point where I'm gonna end everything. Eventually, I spoke with my adult social worker. She mentioned Christians Against Poverty. When I did speak to the lady on the phone, she was lovely. She was really nice, and she didn't judge me or anything like that. And she got me an appointment. And when Sarah came in, she just took like the weight off my shoulders. It was really strange, like I've been carrying it for so many years. And that visit, when she came out, she just took a lot off me. She's took all my paperwork, threatening to take me to court, and she's just taken them and says that she's gonna sort them out. And then she says, I'm gonna come back with a budget. And I was really happy, I don't know. I knew I had somebody on my side. I got a phone call, and it were a guy that I spoke to, and he says, you're debt free now. It sunk in eventually, and I just cried because I was so happy. I started smiling again, and it was like the first time in years and years that I smile properly. Never thought I'd ever do that again, and that was from Cap helping me to get me debt free. And one day she came round and said to me, "Steph, would you like to come to head office?" We listened to John's story, which was amazing. He asked if anybody would like to become a Christian, and I was like, "Yeah, I want to do this." And I thought, "No, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to see what it's like." I came home and I said to James, "I've opened my eyes. I'm becoming a Christian." James says, "I think we should start going to church. You know, I can see a massive light where all would dull, and now it's everything bright and beautiful compared to what it was like." And I asked Isabella if she would like to go, and Isabella says she would love to go and see Jesus. She says, "Jesus is my friend." And it was quite emotional because she's like, "You're happy again, Mummy. You're not sad anymore." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to get upset."
So that's Steph's story. It could be the story of any client we've got in Kirk and Tillock, Cumbernauld. It's going to be the story of any client that Fiona or Stephen or Maureen go out to visit. So where do we go from here then? Well, we've got opportunity for you to respond. We've talked about different ways you can get involved with CAP. But what we would say to you is, it costs money, to be blunt. CAP operates, as I said, like a bank, in effect. We have to comply with all the regulations of the banking industry. So the tick boxes that we have to do as an organisation, because we're managing people's finances, are the same as Barclays and HSBC and Bank of Scotland and Royal Bank. We have to be at that level of our IT systems. And our staff in head office have to be trained to that level. We have to comply, and that obviously costs money. We do not charge our clients anything. There is no commission, there is no charge given to our clients whatsoever. Our service is absolutely and completely free to our clients. But I have bills to pay, Fiona has bills to pay. So what we would say is there are some leaflets on the chairs scattered around. If you are in a position to be able to support CAP on a regular basis, we would love you to be able to do that, either as the local debt centre or outside. I've got some forms, which is a way of supporting CAP at the centre, the national level at the centre, because without the national centre operations, there is no local centre. Without the local centres, head office have got nothing to do. So your first priority is always to your church, but if you are in a position to be able to do that, we would really encourage you to do that. So, we've heard Steph's story. I would describe it from my time working with CAP, and I've been involved with CAP now about 7 years, and the debt centre manager coming up nearly 2 years. It is the most frustrating, irritating, head bang against the wall, rewarding job I've ever had in my life. There are times you see great pain, but there are times you see fantastic breakthrough. And when clients actually make that step and come to church and come to faith, it is a reward beyond description. It truly is. So God calls us to be his hands and his feet. He asks us to step out boldly. The church has historically been at the forefront of social change over things like slavery, for example. So there's no reason why the church today cannot be again at the forefront of social change. CAP has the ear of politicians. CAP has the ear of DWP. CAP has the ear of government ministers. Our work has never been in so much demand. and our message of salvation through Christ has never been so relevant to a world in desperate need, living in darkness. So thank you again on behalf of all the people who you will help. Thank you for inviting me here, and welcome aboard and welcome to the Cat family. Thank you.